All right, y'all, what's going on? Happy apocalypse, y'all. Welcome to the Purple House, y'all. This is Tracy. Y'all already know me. Y'all know who I got all here. I got Brian sitting in the chair to the right of me. We are practicing what our new topic is for right now, which is social distancing. We are like maybe a foot apart, I guess, if that's what you want to call it.
And welcome to our isolation.
Our isolation. Because we from that boot camp clique. Shout out to everybody out there in New Orleans, Florida, up here in Maryland. I hope everyone is like really,
Bunkered down.
You know, got y'all food stocked in the refrigerator. What? They ain't got no pizza.
You better have pizza.
You know, just making sure that everyone is like really, really doing safe. And anyway, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. You were saying our friends at Domino's.
What about the friends at Domino's?
They're doing a 50% off.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Domino's. Domino's is doing for this week 50% off any items that are bought online. So, hey, use that to y'all advantage. Get it in. So let's talk about some things before we get into our main topic, because we will be doing phone calls for the first time on the show. We will be making calls out to people and seeing how they're dealing with social distancing. But first, I want to talk to you, Brian, about the economy. What's going on with the stock markets?
It sucks. And it's not going to stop until it hits 16,000 or 15,000.
Is that your, is that like your...
My opinion?
Your opinion, or is that a fact?
I'm going to call it a fact, because the numbers see it that way.
Oh, okay. So what is Dow? I see Dow is like the one that runs like the whole stock market.
Dow Jones is all the big companies, or Apple, Microsoft, all your huge companies. Or in Dow.
Like who?
Like Apple.
So Apple is Dow.
Yeah.
But you could buy Apple shares on its own, so why Apple wouldn't be Apple?
Apple's on the Dow. Boeing's on the Dow.
But Boeing Tesla's has its own thing. So Dow is the big one. It's like the top of the pyramid. Because see, you have to put it in layman's terms for me, because I don't deal with the economy with stocks. So Dow would be the top of the pyramid, and then Dow breaks down into all of these.
So to speak, yeah, they all are semi-connected. They're all sisters of one another, okay. But they have their own structures.
Okay. All right, well, that's what's up. Well, sir, do you have anything that you wish to share or talk about today, other than my topic?
No. Social distancing, we really need to talk about it. And everybody's on lockdown, but this is what's crazy with me, okay? Everything that's going on right now with all this lockdown, do this shit, do that shit. California, in 8 weeks from today, expects 25 million people to be infected in California.
But they all won the lottery.
Well, and over in Italy now, the death toll from the virus is 10%. Well, 9.5%, close enough to 10%.
Wow.
And the common flu is far fewer than 1% die from the common flu. So that's, you know, you're talking a lot of people, you know. They're talking about 8 weeks down the road. And this social distancing thing, I'm telling you, I don't believe anybody should distance themselves from anybody. I think, you know, it's going to run its course, and 10% of the population is probably going to cease to exist.
Well, in the words of Italy, je ne suis pas Paul Francais, je suis Italiano.
Comprende? I don't know.
And se habla español, marque cinco. So,
Well, I know one thing. The next holiday, if they don't cancel it,
it's what?
It's Cinco de Mayo, and it's sponsored by
Corona, coronavirus.
So we'll see what happens with that.
Well, I drank Heineken, so, you know, I don't mess with the coronas. But we are hearing now that also with China is now starting to get fewer cases, which means that this epidemic is totally starting to be resolved in China. Like, one of the main things that I had a question was why couldn't the United States view China as a timeline of from when the virus was discovered there to the time that it is now, where there are receiving fewer and fewer cases? Why isn't that used measure the time length of this virus?
That's what China is reporting.
Okay, that's what they didn't
want to report the virus in the first place. Just like what Trump is reporting.
Well,
you know,
don't talk
bullshit.
About Trump.
Bullshit. That's what he's
Trump
reporting.
Trump is only doing what America said he is supposed to do. That was a good like reenactment, huh? I almost sounded like him.
Yeah, you almost sounded like a fucking idiot.
Oh shit! Fuck that shit. Anyway. Well, because of the epidemic, there have a whole lot of things that we as Americans are not able to get to as quick enough, unless you won the lottery, and that is toilet paper. Toilet paper is one of the number one things that we cannot find in the supermarkets. I don't understand what the toilet paper has to do with your nose.
Either way, coronavirus is not a butthole disease. You don't need to stock up on toilet paper at all.
Well, I mean, at the same time, you do have to take in certain cases of that. Hey, what if somebody sneezes on your asshole?
It does happen on occasion.
It does happen. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's always a can of Lysol around, isn't there?
Always a can of Lysol. Another thing that I've also noticed is that they have been out of bread. I mean, in the Bible, Jesus fed a multitude of people with just 5 loaves of bread.
And that's what
and
we got
one house years. Is getting 30 loaves of bread to feed how many people?
There's, you know, they got the bread. They might be able to sell it by the slice here shortly.
And you what know, about the casinos?
Everybody's trying to
What about the casinos?
It's bullshit. You think I'm going to sit here and wait for another 8 weeks for 25 million people to be infected and I can't even enjoy myself a little bit?
No, you got to die with that money.
Yeah, this is insane.
You got to die with that money. So, babes, I also have a question as well would be, if we had to go on real lockdown, I see that a whole lot of different states are not on no real serious lockdown. We're choosing to do it voluntarily. And what would be something that is worth you leaving the house and taking a chance of getting the coronavirus? What would be that top thing on your list that you would think, that you think, because you probably really don't need it, but that you think that you have to leave out this house to go get no matter what?
It starts with a P.
And what's that?
I gotta get my pizza, baby.
It better have been pizza.
I have to get my
pizza. It better have been pizza.
Oh, you thought I was getting some pussy?
Yeah, I was gonna pussy your lights out. Shoot.
See where your mind went?
Well,
you knew I was thinking pizza. You knew it. But then your mind just went sideways.
I guess it always tends to go sideways, sir. It always tends to go sideways. Well, so with social distancing, it's supposed to like slow us down with catching this virus. But these kids that are under us, they are like, they just don't give a goddamn. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes, keep your kids in the backyard. I mean, that's the best thing you can do.
I mean, this is for all y'all pet lovers. This is a great time for the, like, really use that dog house that your dog has in you.
The leash is...
You know, put the kids on it.
Damn
put the
right.
kids in there. You know what I'm saying? I wish that they just had, like, abortion clinics for teenagers. You know, like a warranty. Let you try your mouth for a while and you just, you know, I mean, shit, I want this one. Can we, like, just bring him on back? You know what I'm saying? He's 13, you know.
Damn.
Yeah.
I understand where you're
coming
from.
Kids are something else. Mm. And the kids can't even get this doggone virus. Well, I take that back now, because from what I hear also is that the kids that don't give a goddamn are now getting sick and are being hospitalized. Does that mean that the coronavirus has evolved? Your opinion?
Oh, the coronavirus is, I mean, everybody's going to get it. I mean, you are going to have the coronavirus. The question is whether you'll be in the 10% that dies or the 90% that just feel like shit. And I'll tell you what.
Are you sure is it going to be 10% that die? It could be more than 10%.
Well, it could be. It could be. It's like I said. Once again, it's like the plague out of the bottle, whatever you want it to be. Either way, man can't stop it. Mm-hmm. We're talking about slowing something. Well, slow what? The inevitable?
Inevitable, right.
You're
going to
slow the
right.
inevitable? Live your lives.
Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, live your lives. Live your lives and open those goddamn casinos.
And open up your booty holes. Mom wants
to play some slots. I want to play some poker. And, you know, let life continue. Some people want to go back to work. That's
some
another
people
thing.
Want to go back to work. I'm working now.
Yeah.
You working too. Yeah. On a motherfucking nerve. But anyway, back to the subject.
I'm working your fucking nerves.
You working my fucking nerve. Ain't that some shit? What? You act like you got a problem with what I
said? It ain't Christmas yet.
Look, we're not doing it.
It ain't Christmas.
We are not doing it.
All right,
on air.
So let's just talk about distancing, okay?
Okay.
Now, we've got a 3 to 5 inch barrier that we maintain all the time. That's unacceptable in the public. They want you to maintain 3 to 5 feet.
Right.
And even that doesn't stop you because the virus is going to get you. You cannot stop it. Period.
Okay. But I don't want to dwell off of that. I really, really don't. But I also wanna touch down on one of the things that has been rubbing a lot of people the wrong way is the fact that Donald Trump has been calling this virus a Chinese virus. I mean, could it be the Kung Flu?
It could be. He's calling it the Chinese virus because he's an ignorant man. But yes, it did develop in China. That's where it first started. So just because where it started doesn't mean you call it a Chinese virus.
Oh, right. Because, I mean, if it started in Africa, would it be called an African virus?
Trump would call it an African virus.
What would it be called?
It'd be called the Black Plague. He'd call it the Black Plague. Didn't we already have the Black Plague?
No, I would call it... I think... that it should be called a UFD.
UFD.
Unidentified flying disease.
It doesn't fly, though.
But it is airborne.
Mm-hmm. No, it survives on surfaces a long time. It right. even survives on cardboard.
Right.
For 2 weeks.
Oh, so the homeless people who live in cardboard boxes, y'all are shit out of luck. This time.
No, think about it though. I mean, even when you go to your mailbox, well, if it survives on cardboard or paper for 2 weeks, I mean, anybody in the post office handling your mail as it crosses the country and gets to
you. That's paper, that's not cardboard though.
It's the same variation. It is. It's a porous, it has to do with porous. It survives on stainless steel for just just about, what, 9 weeks, they said?
9 weeks?
Yeah.
That's almost a trimester.
If you want to look at it like that.
Goddamn. You know, I had like another big question that I might be asking as I make the phone calls, like in the second half of the show or whatever. I just want, like, what about people who have compromised immune?
They'll probably be in the
immune system.
They'll probably be in the 10%.
You see what I'm saying? Like, what about people who have like HIV or have like a serious cancer that's like still fresh? And you know what I'm saying? Like, is it really that to that point that it could really compromise their immune systems to really
fight for them? The coronavirus is attacking everybody, but it more attacks the people with the weak immune systems and smokers.
It really
likes smokers.
Uh-oh. Is it the weed smokers or is it just cigarette smokers?
It's the cigarette smokers.
Oh, well, cigarettes, they got to go. I mean, you need to stop puffing.
Oh, I know. I'm a lucky man. I think I've already had the coronavirus.
You couldn't have got the coronavirus because we was not here for Mardi Gras.
Yeah, but, oh, no. You remember we were running from Maryland to Florida?
We left right before Mardi Gras.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
We left right before Mardi Gras.
Well,
yeah.
I looked like death warmed over, and ooh, I thought I was going to die.
Boy, you look like death becomes her and him.
Yep.
Shit.
And that shit got all in my lungs. I thought I was going to die that night. But, miraculously, I'm here.
Okay, well, that's awesome. And a couple of people who else are here, you know, I want to give out some happy birthday shout outs to some celebrities like Brent Scowcroft, which was the former White House National Advisor. He made 95 today. Actor Bruce Willis is 65. We also have rapper Bun B. Houston. I think that's Houston. Bun B is 47 years old, and Clarence Frogman Henry is 83. Now, I don't know who Frogman Henry is, but
he's 83.
Cool. Glenn Close from,
yeah, I know. She's
from 101 Dalmatians. She's 73 years old. Ruth Pointer from the Pointer Sisters is 74 years old. That's awesome, you guys. Y'all have a great, great happy birthday. And
y'all stay away from the coronavirus.
Stay away from the coronavirus because y'all old.
That's right.
I don't want to say it like that, but they old. Well, this is one time that I think the old people should be very, very worried instead of saying, well, I done lived my life. Oh, yeah, you go get that coronavirus. You will be saying that at the end when you make it to the upper room. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I call it the plague of 2020.
The plague of 2020.
With an invitation from our president.
Uh-oh. With an invitation.
Yep. He pretty much did give it an invitation.
Oh, I don't know if he gave us no invitation.
Absolutely.
You know? I don't know about all that. So, what I'm going to do is we're going to continue this social distancing topic. You know, I just feel like a lot of people probably going to take it hard because they're not used to being inside like yourselves. Unlike me, I can totally stay inside and I will totally be fine. You know, I really think that, you know, dealing with this social distancing, you know, that we as a nation, we should definitely come together and like deal with this, you know. So if they're saying that we should be inside, then we should keep our bony asses up inside. But
before we step off, because we need our space, according to
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
All right, y'all. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have phone calls, y'all. And after those phone calls, you know, we'll continue this conversation and topic more. But I want to hear what you guys are doing to keep the social distancing together. But we'll do that. But first, we'll hear a word from our sponsors. Y'all, this is the Purple House.
Yeah, and while you're out there on a little break, just say, hey, Siri, 14, and see what happens. All right, we'll be back. Social distancing tonight and how the coronavirus is making us all.
And Wonka, sir, is you. You know what's the name of that song?
Yes.
That's Brandy sitting in my room. Perfect.
Well, that's
song.
What it was saying.
Uh-huh.
She's sitting in her room like she should do.
Uh-huh. But anyway, go ahead and continue, good sir.
Let's see where was that? We was at. We're on isolation. This is some craziness. Social distancing.
Social distancing. I don't understand that, you know. Well, I feel like, hey, we all learned as kids that you had to wash your hands before you touch anything anyway. Yeah. I don't understand why people got, well, you know what? It's the damn bars. These bars, you go there and you go and you get drunk and you pull your dicks out and your vaginas. And you sit there, you pee and shit, and you're so drunk, you just get up and walk off, don't wash your hands and shit.
Well, let's call some people up and see if they've been pulling out their dicks and vaginas and not washing their hands.
Well, I don't... Okay,
while they're doing their social
distancing.
They're
pulling out their dicks and vaginas and not washing their hands.
Oh, my God.
Let's go and check on here. See what's going on with the world. We're going to see what's going on with everybody in this social distancing thing. So y'all bear with me. We're going to try to make our first call to Mr. Paul Steiner.
Paul Steiner. We know he's on lockdown. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm doing good. I am doing my podcast right now. This is the Purple House. And I was calling you to find out, my love, how are you doing with this world's pandemic right now? And what are you doing to promote social distancing?
What am I doing? I'm trying to stay in my own house. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to people's porches. I'm staying on my own porch. I'm watching people from my porch. I'm just staying on my own house. Don't let nobody in the house. I don't go to nobody's house. That's what I'm doing.
Do you got your hand sanitizer and Lysol ready?
What was that?
Do you have your hand sanitizer and Lysol ready?
Oh, yeah. I already got that out. That's been out.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, Paul, I know you. Are you still working at the VA?
No, I left there actually in September. My last day there was September 29th, and September 30th, I started back downtown at my old job with the Coast Guard.
That's what's up. Yes, y'all. Shout out to Paul Steiner and the Coast Guards, the military. Y'all served our country very, very well. So, Paul, how is everything going in New Orleans? Like, how is Walmart dealing with, like, getting items that y'all might need and stuff out there?
Well, I mean, I hadn't really gone to Walmart. A friend of mine went over there a couple of days ago, and he said everything was kind of picked through. So it's like you had to go. Most times when people go out, you have to go to two or three different places to get everything
Jesus
you want.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I went to Rouse's the day before yesterday, and I went there at 8:30 in the morning because I guess maybe they didn't have their truck in yet because nothing was stocked. I went there at 8:30 thinking it was going to be freshly stocked.
Uh-huh.
The night before, there was nothing on the meat aisle. There was no meat, no chicken, no beef, no nothing.
Oh, wow.
And the bread aisle, there was a couple of loaves or a couple of things of hot dog buns and some random gluten-free something, but there's not a thing of sliced bread nowhere.
Well, I showed. I want to ask you about the toilet paper, because from what I hear, toilet paper is gone, honey.
I don't know why people are buying the damn toilet paper.
I don't get that.
Well, are you prepared to do this for
but
a
toilet
long
paper,
period of
you
time?
Cannot get like hand sanitizer. You can't get bleach. You can't get bread. It's hard to get.
Wow.
Are you prepared to do this for a long period of time?
But I don't know. It's just so weird to see it so quiet because, you know, I work. I mean, they gave me access to work from home, but there's certain things I can't do here. So
right.
I usually go in like for a few hours. So I work in the morning, and then about around lunchtime, I'll go down and catch a streetcar still, because before, like, you get on a streetcar, it's packed. But now, so you get on there, it's like three or four people. So it's like I don't feel unsafe riding it because it's not like anybody on it. So it's me by myself usually, and I just sit. I don't touch anything. I just sit down and just kind of don't touch the seats or poles or anything and just get up and get on off of there.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, Paul, that's what's up. And I have like one last question for you. I mean, this is a free country. You have freedom of speech. With this pandemic going on, do you feel that Donald Trump is doing a good job as president as far as like getting everything like done and taken care of?
I don't know. I think, I don't know.
You're on my side. Donald Trump's an asshole.
He wasn't really forthcoming, I guess, as much as he should have been up front. I think he would have been more serious about it up front. I think maybe people would have started, you know, trying to be a little more responsible, I guess, in what they were doing a little earlier. Because he kept saying,
right.
Oh, everything's fine. It's under control. It's not a problem. It'll be gone.
Donald Trump lying ass. I understand. His lying ass.
It's coming for him.
But
thank
it seems
you.
Like he's trying to get everybody in the right frame of mind now.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I think if he had been a little more serious and a little more stern about it up front, then people would have been, you know, a little better about not kind of getting out there and kind of doing what they were doing normally for so long.
Right.
Well,
it
appears we're going to be on lockdown or isolation or whatever they want to call it. For a few months, really. They're gearing up for a few months.
Right. But I'm not going to hold you up, Paul. So, Paul, what is your apocalyptic dinner for this evening?
I was supposed to have a friend come over, but then his mom was having some issues. So I was going to have pecan-crusted pork chops.
Indeed. All right. While people cook it down.
Dead. I just had a salad.
Right.
I just had like a big old salad and a walnut brownie.
That's what's up. All right, Paul. Thank you very much for talking with me on the Purple House. And the show will be on tonight, so you can definitely hear yourself on there. So thank you very, very much, Paul. And I will talk to you later, my love.
All right.
Thank you for coming in and hollering at us on the Purple House. Bye, Paul.
All right. Bye-bye.
And that was Paul. Paul used
Paul
to work.
Paul seems like he's like, you know.
Paul used to work for the real estate. Paul used to work for the VA office in New Orleans. And now he went back to the Coast Guard, you know, so.
Now he's in isolation.
And now he's in isolation. Well, you know, Donald Trump lying ass. He just lying to America. Why is he lying to America? I do not know.
America, don't do it. Do whatever you want to do. The plague is going to take its toll. End the story. This is all smokescreen political bullshit.
You think so?
You're not going to stop it. They're talking about slowing it down. Why slow a train down that's going to hit you anyway?
Right. Well, hey, I don't think you can slow down something that's already coming. My thing is they should definitely, definitely be prepared for what's going on and making sure, you know, that everything just run very, very well, you know, because we don't want to send our people into a you know, in panic and make them freak out. And I was left for the goddamn toilet paper.
Well, it's just wrong. I'm ready to go to any place.
All right. I'd rather be in Nicaragua.
Really? Let's go. Nicaragua.
I don't even know what Nicaragua is, but hey, I know it's spelled N-I-G-G-A-R-A-R-A.
Tracy and I want to hear from a few more people out there and see how they feel about this social distancing.
Right. This social distancing is crazy. I think it has people doing things that they haven't even done before or even tried to do. And
I mean, granted, you can sit down and smoke your weed and chill the fuck out, and it's acceptable now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they're saying smoke your weed and...
Smoke your weed, honey. Smoke your weed.
Yeah. But... On the real side of life, there's other things to do other than smoke weed.
Like what?
Like go to the park and smoke weed.
Well, you can't go to the park if we lock down. What part of lockdown ain't you getting?
Well, we is
on lockdown. Are you high, Clarice?
I'm very high, Clarice.
I just don't get it.
Give me a little slice of your brain.
A little slice of your brain. Well, y'all... One more thing I want to also say is that, y'all, I want to give a shout out to SunMed Growers out here in Maryland. SunMed Growers, for the best weed, for the best price. Try it out. They deliver. We have Sour Tangy, which I think is supposed to be tangerine. So I think it's a very great sativa. Very good for... Inhaling and exhaling with a great, great high. I'm going to give another phone call to, let's see.
Let's call somebody in Saskatchewan.
In Saskatchewan?
Yeah.
I don't know nobody in no Saskatchewan.
Oh, yes, you do.
Mm-mm. No, I do not. No, I do not. Let's see.
And that is not the coronavirus.
If I can get this lunatic online.
And for those of you who did say, hey Siri, 14, I'd like to congratulate you. Your iPhone is working. We're going to call somebody else here at random. You're next on Isolation Nation.
Right, on Isolation Nation. Look like nobody don't want to answer their isolating phones. Like they don't love
me. Somebody out there in the world is not listening. They're supposed to be at home right now. Call somebody else.
Let's see. I'm going to give a call to... I don't know about that one.
I want somebody who's going to just give us a challenge here. Who's going to just... I feel like going up against a Trump supporter right now.
Well, I don't even know about no Trump supporting and all that.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Uh-oh, there we go. We got it back. Hi, you're on the Purple House.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi.
Purple House.
Hi, Rita. I was giving you a call earlier because we were talking about social distancing.
Better known as social isolation.
Right, which is, you know, I'm locked up, they won't let me out my house, you know, like that. So, I spoke with someone.
You always call me at a bad time. I'm sitting here eating.
Girl, what is you eating, girl?
Some chimichangas.
What the hell is that?
It's here in Houston. It's like what they got in New Orleans? Like, what chimichangas like in New Orleans?
A burrito?
Manchus.
Oh, they got okay. And it's called chimichangas?
Yeah. Hey, lady.
Okay. Well, look, I ain't going to hold you up, Rita. I just wanted to ask you one question for our show. Well, maybe two of them.
Sure.
The first question is... What are you doing to help keep you promoting social distance? Like, a lot of people is doing music, they're staying in with their loved ones. So what are your plans for this social distancing doing during this pandemic?
Sounds like she's in Houston.
Yeah.
Well, I plan on being in the house because I'm a little sick, so I can easily get the virus. So I'm trying to stay away from everybody, so pretty much staying at home.
Stay inside from that corona, girl. No Lyme this way, bitch.
Yes. All right. Because I got sick when I came back from New Orleans. And I just found out today that the coach, New Orleans coach, got it. And I was like, oh, crap.
But you know, the reason for that is because of Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mardi that's Gras what a lot of people are saying. Uh-huh. But I wasn't down there for Mardi Gras. You know, I was down there just for a couple of days.
Right.
And the last place I went to was on a swamp tour, and I ended up sick the next day.
Oh, the milky dirtiness of New Orleans, the good old swamps, girl. You know, honey.
What's the next question?
You know, our next question is, so with social distancing being put into action right now, do you think that Donald Trump has been doing a good job as far as like leading us as American people toward what we should and should not do as far as this pandemic?
Ooh, that's a tough question
now. Hell to the no.
Ooh, that is a tough question there. Oh, well.
Keep it real.
Right now.
Keep it real.
Right now, I am keeping it real. Right now, I'm skeptical with him right now.
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen. And until he released some money, like he's supposed to be.
Oh, give up them coins, right?
Oh.
Yeah,
are you turning to
America like he's supposed to? So we will see.
Right, that's what's up. All right, Rita, thank you for calling me back, and you were on the Purple House. Thank you very much, Rita, and you enjoy your meal, and you will be on the show tonight. I'll send you the link. You want to give a shout out to anybody before you get off the phone?
Well, yeah, I would like to give a shout out to my husband, Terrell Wilson.
Right.
Uh huh.
And that I love him.
All right.
Whatever.
That's what's up. Love is in the air. All right, Rita, I'll give you a call later, girl.
Okay.
Peace out. Everybody be safe.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye. All right, everybody is really like holding in, and they all trying to cook some good food. They got Paul made pork chops, and Rita made chimichurri.
Oh, but every time we bring up Trump, everybody wants to buckle. I think some people are like, oh, if Trump's going to give me some money.
If Trump giving up the coin, yoinks.
Yeah, see, that's bullshit. That's called bribery. That's what the bitch did. That's what Trump did to that, what's her name? The girl he was doing, the porn
Melania?
Star. Melania? No, the porn star.
Yep, if you once you give up them coyoyoings, baby, yes. You become a good friend. Till the end, like Chucky. But y'all, we'll be right back. We have to go and pay the bills. We'll be right back with the Purple House.
And don't miss the miseducation of Tracy Alexander on Anchor.com coming this month.
Anchor.com?
I mean Anchor.fm, I'm sorry.
Right, on Anchor, y'all. Yes. Check that out, coming soon.
Much love.
Much love.
Now go isolate yourself.
We don't love remember, these hoes. We out the door.
Remember, Siri. Hey, Siri 14. Remember that.
Everything I told, I let you go. I can't let you go. Never gonna let you go. me how should I feel when I know what I know, and my female intuition telling me you won't play.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Purple House. Y'all, tonight we were talking about social distancing. But, you know, I'm going to get back to that subject. But I also want to talk about what's up with these checks, babe.
These checks are crazy. They're talking about they're going to give us $1,000 in April and $1,000 in May.
Well, you know, at first Donald Trump said he was giving it to us. And they was going to checks. He said the checks are supposed to start. Wait, let me use my voice. The checks are supposed to be mailed out within 2 weeks.
The checks
are,
as a matter of fact, the checks are going out right now.
The checks are going out right now, I believe. So you should be getting checks in about 2 weeks.
There's no checks.
I don't know, y'all.
That's Trump's
because
shit.
The checks didn't change from 2 weeks to April and May. So, if y'all think y'all getting that money this month, think again. Nope. You know, it must be your stamps because it ain't your face. It must be your stamps because it ain't your face. But I just feel like...
You might get a check, but it'll be for political gain for him. It's not a check because he wants to give everybody a check.
I don't think it's going to be a check that he giving that's going to be out in no 2 weeks.
No.
Right.
No, he's going to wait until
everybody... But he was telling America 2 weeks. Now he talk about check FEMA after he said April and May. We're supposed to get one check for April, one check for May. Now he talk about some talk to FEMA.
Well, don't count your money till it's in the bank. Because...
And FEMA said they wasn't dealing with that shit no more after Hurricane Katrina.
Well, Trump's instructed them otherwise.
Well, I guess so, because now they about to sit there and play with other people's money. Where you going to live? Where you gonna live?
Not near anybody, though.
When a coronavirus is in your crib. What y'all gonna eat?
What you gonna wipe your ass with?
Right. My thing is, okay, if y'all didn't get all the toilet paper and you got to go wipe your ass, what you gonna do?
All right, let's get real about the social distancing right now.
What you gonna do when you run out of toilet paper? Will you commit to social distancing then?
That's when you jump your ass in the shower. You're good.
Well, they got boudets on sale.
I'll see them.
They got boudets on sale. When you know you're about to go to hell, get you a boudet. They are on sale.
That's right.
That's all I got to say.
Don't let mom know that. That's all I can say.
And then not only that, if y'all gonna do these boudets or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Don't eat no spicy foods. It's gonna burn. Don't eat no spicy foods. But I think the social distancing, I think honestly, as a bright side to it, even though it's not, you know, people may start to experience like cabin fever, claustrophobic or whatever, and they know they can't go out there or whatever. It also gives a lot of people to get in tune with their creative side. You know, people who paint, people who do music and stuff like that. Speaking of music, didn't you like play music back in the day?
Yep, I played a bit.
That's all you got to say? Yep, you played a bit. Shit, I could have been on the phone with the next
call. No, I left that alone 15 years ago, baby. I'm a long-haired old man now.
You're a long-haired old man? God damn, you old listen, Methuselah.
I know.
Uncle Ben's or Mr. Quaker?
You talking about Doc?
Doc? Man, you do look like Doc. Yo, my dude look like Doc from Back to the Future. So, if y'all see him walking down the street, just make sure y'all have the flux capacitor.
That's right. That's what I'm looking for.
He looking for the flux capacitor, so maybe he could go back in time and stop this shit.
And a VW.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so babe, what are like some ideas you can think of that can help people with social distancing?
My ideas are, there are no ideas. My ideas are to walk outside and do the things that you need to do and live your life every day. You're not going to stop the plague. Those are my views.
Dude, You cannot be like that.
Why?
Because then that means that you don't care about the safety of others.
Of course I do, but you can't stop a train.
It's... You can let the train go by.
No, you can't.
You can.
You're in the middle of the tracks.
Oh, no. See, that's why you're wrong.
You tried to...
You're being in the middle of the tracks. You don't have to be in the middle of the tracks. Well, you can watch the train go right on by. Maybe that's not your train to catch. Maybe your train is the one after that.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Are you prepared to stay locked down for a year?
I'll try.
No, you're not. Is society prepared to stay locked down for a year? No, they're not.
It all depends. I think, honestly, it's all about the mindset.
Well, now it's about politics.
But I understand that it's about politics at that point, but we're not talking about just those people. We're talking about us. We're talking about the people of America.
Well, the people of America need to just go out and do everything they need to do. And
die. That's what you say.
Hold on.
Just go out and kill itself.
No.
Well, go out there, y'all. Y'all hear America. Y'all hear he wants y'all to just go on out there and get the corona. Get it on over with.
That's right. I believe I've had it. I'm susceptible to get it again, just like everybody else. But it's Mother
Nature. Oh, yeah. And that is another thing, because you can catch it again, huh?
Yeah. It's Mother Nature's way of...
But see, the thing about it is, that's non-charismatic.
No, it's not. It's reality to a T.
It's reality. But at the same time, there's no empathy.
Of course there's empathy, huh?
Not really, if you're saying just go on out there and get hit by the train.
I have an empathy for everybody's paycheck that they're not getting. I have empathy for everybody's freedom that they're not getting. Everybody's living their life. We don't choose who the coronavirus takes.
Right. It's taking everybody.
Well, everybody's going to get it. You're going to get the coronavirus, period.
But even though I may get the coronavirus, period, at least let me be one of the last people who get it so the doggone stuff could be fixed.
Well, they won't have nothing left when they get that.
Yes,
you don't
want
to be one of the last people to get
it. Yeah, I do.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't...
But if I'm one of the last 1,000 that get the coronavirus, by the time that last 1,000 get here...
Open the casinos, that's all I'm saying.
By the time the last 1,000 get here, they will have an antivirus.
Good luck with all that. I'm not even going there because it doesn't exist right now. But at any rate...
They're working on too.
Okay, in 8 weeks, 25 million people are going to be infected in California.
Right, so that's in California. We're on a whole nother end of the world.
That's 25 million people in 8 weeks in California
alone. But that's
alone.
If they catch them in eight weeks.
No, that's just California. I'm saying we're still on lockdown 8 weeks from now, and there's 25 million there, there's 20 million here.
Right, they got to go through all them people to get to us.
No, it's inevitable.
It has to go through all those people to get to us. It's not going to say, ooh, I'm in California and I'm going to jump over all these states and come to Maryland.
It's already in Maryland. It's everywhere.
Whatever.
It's everywhere.
But still in all.
Bottom line is, you have to live your life.
The bottom line is that we do not have to get...
You know that 10% of the population died that had the coronavirus in Italy? Their numbers are up to 10%.
The population died.
10% of the people in Italy who had the coronavirus died. That's a very high percentage.
Uh-huh.
You know, the flu kills far less than 1% a year.
Right.
So, yeah, the numbers are staggering. And we're going to have those staggering numbers here. And what are you going to do? Stay locked up? Isolated?
Yeah, you got to. Like on Zombieland Part 2.
I know.
You live in the refrigerator.
But I'm not going to be that person. I'm going to be out there jet skiing and doing the shit that I want to do.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I feel you. Well, I don't know. Don't think our couple is going to be chiming in on this subject.
Taking a few more calls.
I'm trying to. Unfortunately, they're probably going to end up giving me a call back. So anyway, to get back to our subject, I feel personally that you don't have to go out there and go get it.
Like I said, I've already had it.
You don't know if you had it.
Oh, what I had.
You did not have a sore throat.
Huh. I was just about, was I not ready to die that night?
No.
Oh.
You was just sick. Bob, you know what the problem is? The problem is people always want to over-exaggerate everything. Right. You always want to over-exaggerate every little thing.
Yeah, like when I, yeah, okay.
Okay, because when you wasn't sick, you sure was drinking it. You was drinking that scissor.
That's good scissor. That stuff got me high.
I bet it did. I bet it did, and you loved it. Look at your eyes and now, all lazy and all that stuff.
That's the weed that we got from the
the sour tangy.
The sun made growers.
The sun made growers. Shout out to the sun made growers. You know, back in my day, you know, how you gonna drink from both soda cans?
No, I'm drinking from this one. This one's yours.
Right? I know, but you drunk out that one too. Now I'ma have Corona.
Hey, baby, we're in this together.
We ain't know it's not like that.
No, let's talk about our social distancing, okay?
Right? Social distance be some money for drinking my doggone can.
That's all right. Here, we'll switch the cans then. I'm not sure which one here.
No, just mine's right here. I know where it's at. Stop touching.
Mm. All right. So anyway, hey, did you sanitize that?
Mm-hmm. But, all right. So, since we're talking about social distancing, I try to social distance myself with the world by staying inside, working on my online store that's soon to open. And it's a surprise to everyone. We will do the launch when we promote the new show, which is The Miss Education of Tracy Alexander, which is about, it's about me and my transferring from New Orleans to Florida and Maryland or wherever. I don't know, y'all. It might be called Skid Row. You never know with the way the world going right now. You can't trust nobody these days.
Yeah, because right now we're in like limbo because of all this. We're sitting here in the garage. In the garage, isolated.
Well, if you would have voted for me, you would have a garage for everyone in your family.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's all you had to do. If you read the fine print.
Who are you doing?
Your president will be there for you.
Are you trying to
do Donald J. Trump, everybody.
That is not Donald J. Trump.
Why you hating?
Because
I think deep down you want to be Donald J. Trump. It's all right. It's all right to want to be him.
I don't want to
be him. Everybody want to be him because he is the man, Donald J. Trump. He is the man.
See, you just trying to just push my
Donald J. Trump. You know what the J stand for?
Yeah, jackass.
Justifiable.
Jackass.
Justifiable. That's what I say.
And if you say Donald J, as in John Trump, the John stands for, yeah, he's a fucking John, all right.
No, it does not.
He'd be paying for them tricks.
It stands for Donald Genuine Trump.
Genuine, so yes. It's with a G. Yeah,
not to Donald J. Trump.
You're right, not to Donald Trump. It doesn't.
Right.
Yeah. I keep forgetting he's flicked.
Right. You know, he is very fluent in languages.
Yeah.
Yes, he is fluent in linguistics.
He speaks that dang dang though.
He speaks that realness, the real gutter of a mother. You know what I'm saying? What's your favorite football team?
Saints.
If you could classify Donald Trump with the Saints, he would be Drew motherfucking Brees.
No, he would be the ball boy.
But no, he wasn't. He would be Drew Brees.
Matter of fact, never mind.
Go ahead. No, go ahead and say what you got to say.
I got nothing
good. Get it off your chest.
I got nothing good to
get
say
it
about
off
Donald
your chest.
Jackass
America.
Trump.
America.
No, I'm not gonna let you push my buttons anymore.
Donald J. Trump is the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Yeah. You know that.
Well, look, I'll tell you what's funny. I'll tell you what is funny.
What?
People out here thinking they're gonna get a check.
Be right. Wait, because we want to know.
Oh.
He is, boy, Donald J. Trump is gonna drop that money. He is gonna come to our houses.
Are you tripping?
For Easter. He's going to go to everyone's house. And he's going to put that money directly into their baskets.
No, he's going Easter. Door to door.
He's going to go door to door.
He calls that a rally.
We call that a block party. Shoot.
I think this whole coronavirus thing and all this crap mm-hmm. is getting to be too politically motivated. And now he's like, well, he's going to try and buy the presidency right now. With the coronavirus thing that's going on, and it's all bullshit.
Well, let him buy. He got the
it's
money.
It's going to happen. No.
He got that money.
It's, you know, people are, I'm sorry, but for the most part, people are stupid, evidently. I mean, look, we have him in office.
Well, hey,
they didn't impeach
him. They love him.
Our Congress and the Senate.
I love him. Because the Bible says we must love one another.
Yeah, I love to throw them down the stairs.
We must love one another.
Well, all the fucked up shit he's done, he can send me a check.
Mm-hmm. I bet you'll take it, too. Yeah, you're talking all that shit about him, but if he come and send you a check, you sure gonna take yours.
Shit, you think I'm gonna get Social Security anyway?
Shit.
Where do the people think this money is actually coming from?
I know where it's coming from.
Where?
Social Security.
Okay. So I'd like to get mine. So yeah, I'll take my check. Seeing I won't get none in the future anyway.
All right. Because
we're all going to be sucked up by the coronavirus.
No, it's not because I'm going to get my check.
Shit.
I'm getting all of my crazy checks. You don't know? Shit. Sometimes I talk to myself and have conversations about my check.
I know. I've recorded several.
You know?
You should hear you when you sleep.
Oh, you were going to be sleeping?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. That's what we doing now? Okay. I see that. But anyway, y'all, I'm going to play us some little music, you know, while we get to our next topic. So y'all enjoy this. You got it, man.
What's the latest? Speak your heart, don't bite your tongue. Don't get it twisted. What's your problem? Let's resolve. We can solve. What's the cause? It's official. You got issues. I got issues. But I know I miss you. Who should be hurt? Who should be blamed?
What's supposed to change? Supposed to change?
Who should be hurt? Who should be shamed?
Am I supposed to change? Are you supposed to change?
Who should be hurt? Will we remain?
We have so much confusion. So, baby, you never answer my question. What is it that you rather have? Hands for feet or butt for knees?
I tell you, I want hands for feet.
Why hands for feet?
Why butt for knees?
Why y'all was living spit this coach right now? I'm saying, why hands for feet?
Why butt for knees?
Because.
You'd be kneeing on your butt. You'd rather have feet for your hands.
But it'd be more comfortable.
Not if I'm standing on my knee. If I'm on my... Look,
I'm just saying, why hands for feet? If that's your choice, that's your choice.
Because I don't want any butt on my knees.
Okay, but that's not the real answer.
Well, you tell me.
Why would you choose hands? I'm asking you why.
Well, why not?
So the answer would be because I don't want butt for knees?
Right. I don't want butt for knees.
Okay.
But I'll take some hands for the feet.
Okay.
Well, you explain it to me.
I'm just asking.
It's your trickery.
I'm just asking. I'm just trying to find out, like, what is it? Do you like hands for feet or butt for knees? And that's, like, a really good question.
It's, like, a really insane question.
Why?
Because what the fuck are you asking?
Hands for feet or butt for knees?
Exactly. What are you asking?
You know what?
Am I slow like that?
I don't know if you slow like that or what, but I am totally about to like get a good answer about that question.
All right.
Right now.
Okay, so.
I am about to do it right now. No, that's not it. I'm sure Liz about to get it.
Well, those of you who have participated in the Siri 1-4 joke. That's real shit.
That is real. I told you. I told you. Got people calling the police. Why are you trying to have the people calling for the police? I have no idea.
It's not really. What it does is it marks you safe during the coronavirus.
No, it doesn't mark you safe. It marks you jailed.
Marks you safe.
They gonna say you was playing on our phones.
All I know is when they say hello, hang up.
She'll call back. Anyway, I would prefer butt for knees.
Well,
I think butt for knees. So, like I said, when you're on your knees hurt.
Well,
so if you have butts on your knees,
but then when you go to
it's cushion.
But then when you go to spread your knees apart, aren't you really spreading your ass? Right? Think about it.
What you mean? No, you don't have one big butt on your knees.
You
have two booties.
Oh, no, you got a cheek on each knee.
No, that don't make no sense.
Okay.
That don't make no sense.
All right.
How would you be able to walk?
With my legs.
If you have one big butt for your knees.
I didn't know we had to walk.
Then you're going to have to walk like the flamingos.
I didn't know we had to do that.
I don't know neither. I'm just saying, you know, I just thought that that would have been something that you might want to be aware of next time, you know. Shit. Let's see if I can get somebody to answer this question of would you rather. I'm going to give a call to...
Oh, we ought to call somebody who had a birthday recently.
No, I don't know nobody who had a birthday recently.
Oh, okay.
Let's see if this will go through. Let's see.
So what is this? Is it? This is the isolation room? That's what it is.
I don't think they're going to answer. Ain't that some bullshit? Don't nobody want to answer their phone at this time?
Everybody's in their own.
Everybody is isolated. Mm-hmm. They don't love me no more. Mm-hmm. Shit, they love me. I'm the shit. If you smell something stinking, it must be me because I am the shit. Okay, well, he don't want to answer the phone. He might be naked or something.
Was that
like,
Jason Bourne?
Yeah, that was Jason. Mm-hmm. Let me see.
Let's call a number at random.
I don't want to call nobody at random. They might hang up in our face or something.
Well, I mean, it can be like crank anchors.
Can you do cranky anchors?
Sure, we're bored in the isolation booth. We're on lockdown.
Well, I don't have no cranky anchors utility to make those type of calls to. Let's see. I will ask. Hopefully, she'll answer. But, like I say, y'all, let me know. Check me out on Facebook. I have a question out on Facebook that says, would you rather have butt for knees or hands for feet? I'm trying to get a little call so they could get, like, an answer to it. But a motherfucker don't want to pick up. I think they might be attacked by the corona.
Welcome back to isolation.
Right? Welcome back to isolation. Shit, don't know, but everybody is like all isolated up. Is y'all having sex out there? If y'all having sex, clap once. If y'all having sex, clap twice. Okay, well, that's who having sex. Only one person having sex. That leads me to that old riddle in the book. What's the sound of one hand clapping? Anyway, so, y'all, on my show next time, we're going to have the Flossy Posse, which is my crew, are going to be on. We're going to all, like, sit down and talk live and get into what's been going on and how everything has been since high school up to now. Like, some had kids and some didn't. Some got married, some wish they did. I don't know. But I'm going to catch up with a lot of my friends since we have, like, all this time on our hands, so
the isolation room.
Now we locked up on the isolation room. So I'm gonna try one more call, and then after that, if this don't work, I quit. No, I don't quit, y'all. Y'all gonna hear me on here tomorrow. Oh, well, I don't even think he got a goddamn phone no more. His shit just still roaming. But anyway, y'all, we're going to talk about that some other time, and we're going to get back into it. So make sure y'all check out tomorrow. The topic will be hands for feet or butt for knees. So y'all will be getting phone calls on that. Make sure y'all subscribe and like on everything that I got, I guess, whatever it's on. We're on Anchor. We're on Spotify. Y'all subscribe to me, y'all. Make sure that y'all like what y'all hearing and push us out and share us out to other people. Also, check out our new show, The Miseducation of Tracy Alexander, that will be coming soon, the end of March. Or we might be like Donald Trump and do the beginning of April. Ooh. But most likely we're gonna try to like have this out by March. If I know I should do it for April so we can see if those checks are gonna
Well, I know this much. We will definitely be up before
Don't be cutting
your
me
checks
off.
Arrive.
Right? We'll be out before y'all checks come out. So, you know, also y'all, I got a hidden surprise. No, I am not pregnant. I am not pregnant, nor am I getting married. But I have a surprise that's coming soon that y'all will have to only find out either on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, LinkedIn or LinkedIn, whatever that one is. Or y'all can definitely hear it on the Purple House and the Miseducation of Tracy Alexander. Y'all make sure y'all check me out on Tracy Alexander at Facebook. Y'all can also go to my business page, which is at The Miseducation of Tracy Alexander. Check me out on Twitter. That is Tracy the Sex Kitten with underscores. Tasha and Tracy on Twitter. Did I say Twitter twice or did I say Instagram?
You're a Twitterer, aren't you?
Well, I got all that stuff. And I guess Brian just got Facebook. So y'all can just hit him up on Brian Thompson on Facebook.com. And y'all, that is a wrap from us tonight. And thank y'all for listening to The Purple House.
In the isolation room.
In the isolation room.
Yes. I'm all ready to run.
I don't know what you come to do. I don't know what you come to do. I don't know what you come to do. But I came to listen to The Purple House. I don't know, y'all. I just like made that up. I don't know why I made it up. But hey, I made it up anyway. But make sure you guys stay safe out there. You know, make sure that the coronavirus does not get y'all. Please drink Heineken's. Drink responsibly. And y'all just enjoy the rest of y'all night or morning whenever y'all are listening to this. And, you know, make sure you love yourself because ain't nobody else going to love you like you love you.
We're out of the ice.
I think you need some prayer. Better call a deacon, girl. So get your act right or else we won't be speaking, girl. So what's it going to be?
Call you tomorrow.